The CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phones, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. You're listening to CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living. To learn more about who we are, what we do, and how we do it, call toll-free 1-866-928-3310, and we'll send you out a no-obligation information kit absolutely free. 866-928-3310.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Today is Friday, 18th day of January, 2013. You're tuned in to episode number 4 of the Coach's Corner with Miss Robin Dane, the trading coach. Robin, good afternoon.
It's a good day here in Las Vegas. You bet. We're going to get a little sun today, finally.
How cold did it get there?
Oh, well, I think the lowest was somewhere in the high 20s, I believe, like 29, 28. It got pretty cold. I lost a bunch of cactus in my courtyard, which got me upset because I've been growing them for years. Hmm. That cold snap hit, and they just did not like it at all. So, but now we're going into the – we hit 59 – 60 yesterday, and I think 59 today. So all the plants are happier.
Here in Phoenix, I mean, it's been just – it was the longest cold snap, the coldest, longest cold snap in 20 years. The other day it was the lowest it had been in 6 years or something. That happened over a span of about 4 or 5 days. And then yesterday afternoon, I'm driving the car, I had to turn the air conditioner on.
It really is very crazy. I mean, the thing that I noticed the most when I moved out here from the East Coast was that I had my AC on, and I would the very next week would have to put the heat on. I'd never had, you know, there's no transition. There's no gracefully going into winter or gracefully going back into the heat. It just hits you. It just goes that like that. It's the weirdest thing. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's one or the other. No yep. In between. No gentle changing of the season.
No.
Just bam. There it is.
Not like on the East Coast. You know, you always have those four seasons, and there's always that little transition. The good news is, you know, that quick switch is better for you health wise. You know, that slow kind of going into it and. That's where everybody ends up getting sick in springtime and now with the crazy flu thing and, you know, just the transitioning. Well, they're in cold now, so they're cold. But we're lucky. We're lucky. We're not one of the states that is at the extreme on the epidemic, so that's good. Except when you have to fly there.
Well, speaking of the East Coast, you're headed there this weekend, correct?
Yep. Yep, heading this weekend, heading out there to do some coaching and some other business that we'll be talking about to you a little bit later.
Okay.
So it's kind of under wraps for now, but we've got some exciting things happening out there.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Is there snow? Couple meetings.
Is there snow where you're headed?
They had 3 inches on Wednesday, but I think it's all gone now. Hmm. Yeah, I think it's gone now. So that's good, too.
Okay.
And now that they've stopped those planes from flying, I think it's just on United anyway. I do Delta, so I think I'm okay there too.
So when will you be back?
I'm back late Tuesday night, so I'll be back on the radio on Wednesday.
On Wednesday. You know, the first edition of the Coach's Corner, we talked about a company just briefly. That's not mm-hmm. the purpose of the Coach's Corner to talk about companies, but we did Medbox, the marijuana vending machine.
Right.
I'm looking at that thing. It's held up pretty well. It's still $83.50. It appears to have, I mean, the volume is very light. Today, 5,764 shares of traded hands.
That's a little low for me to really look at. But you're right. Even with that, look at how nicely it's holding there.
When this thing spiked up to $220, I read an an interview with the CEO, I believe it was, and he told people in the interview, he goes, hey, look, guys, I know this thing spiked up to $220. That's not realistic. Don't rush out and pay that kind of money for this stock. Let it settle down. And then if you see it as a good investment, which is kind of refreshing to hear from a CEO, obviously he was mellowed out and when he made that statement. And it came back and it found support here in the $30 range. And after that, it made a nice little climb up to 120. Now it seems to have leveled off and gotten pretty comfortable here in the $70 to $80 range.
That's still high for a new stock.
Well,
you know,
I don't know how many outstanding shares they have. I don't know what the the market cap of the company is. And their future, I mean, if what we saw happen in Washington and Colorado, if that begins to... Well, you know, the thing I don't understand, and my wife and I have had this conversation a number of times, if... Now, in Colorado and Washington, it's different because it's now become recreational. Mm-hmm. But in the other states where marijuana is medicinal, and why isn't it just handled by the pharmacy? Why did they need to go the whole dispensary route and create this whole new cottage industry? Why didn't the pharmacists just, dole it out?
Are the pharmacies government regulated? Because that could be the reason.
I'm sure they are. Oh,
well, that's the reason
You mean is they're federally regulated.
Right.
Okay, yeah, so if they're federally regulated, because it's still, even though certain states have made medical marijuana and even recreational marijuana legal, the federal law still says it's a no-no.
Right.
My wife, she does a lot of looking on Craigslist. She finds all kinds of different things and different bargains. And sometimes if we have something to get rid of, we'll use Craigslist to do that. But she stumbled across a page on Craigslist. She goes, you're not going to believe this. I go, what? Somebody was selling marijuana on Craigslist.
Wow.
Not in a covert manner with some kind of, code words. Full-blown description of the type of bud and the type of buzz and what malady it was. These particular strains were best for. There was even full-color pictures, I think. Let's see. I'll just really quick, and then we'll get into the show. Craigslist.org. It'll bring up Phoenix. Marijuana. I go, you gotta be kidding. And she's like, no, she read me the ad. Extra King Louis III OG Kush Medicinal Mary Jane. Bubble Skunk, low down, $65 a quarter. I can't even believe I'm seeing, look at that. Can you see my screen?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Don't be fooled by posers. These are real pictures. Medication is donation-based only. You must have a medical card and valid state ID.
Wow.
I knew that Arizona had passed the medicinal marijuana law, but then they ran into some snafu with the opening. So none of the dispensaries that were supposed to open ever opened. So I thought the thing had fallen by the wayside, but apparently I couldn't be more wrong.
It looks kind of funky, though. what I remember in the old days, that looks kind of funky.
That looks a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this isn't a show about promoting the use of marijuana, but I was just kind of blown away by that. Your other stock that you like is soda.
My soda.
Let's have a quick look at soda.
All right.
Yeah, sometimes
it had a little pullback.
It did have a little pullback. Yeah,
had a little pullback, and again, I'm kind of waiting. I think it's kind of quieting down right now. It's not doing a ton. It's just like kind of in a quiet little dormant stage before that Super Bowl. I want to see how the Super Bowl affects this. I've seen news and things affect things, but I've never really directly watched a Super Bowl commercial and the effect on product. Nike, I don't know if Nike's still in there. I'm sure they are somewhere along there. Coke is always in there, right? And maybe American Express.
If sales were to spike on soda, SodaStream, retail sales based on the Super Bowl commercial, that potentially might not affect the stock price until the earnings are released for the first quarter.
Right.
I mean, there could be, you know,
you could
could see news reports that go based on the Super Bowl ad, sales of the SodaStream product, whatever they call it, is through the roof. And so that could bring in interest and bring in buyers. Now, this stock has some pretty high volume. Today they got 51,277 shares traded. But there are days when it trades a couple million.
Yeah. No, it does have its moments.
Yeah.
And it's been on a steady stream up.
Are there options available on the stock?
Don't know.
Okay.
That's a David question. He's the option guy.
Bert actually is. He's really
Is Bert with us?
I don't think he is. But to all of the rest of you that are here with us, good afternoon. Glad you could turn out. Robin, today's topic is managing overwhelm.
Yes, I'm very excited about this topic because I often hear on the calls, you know, what traders are going through. But you're going to do a regular introduction, or do you want me to start?
Well, I've already played the intro and we're recording. So I just want to say that somebody typed in today, did you mean to say that the topic was managing over wealth? And I was going to type back, what is that? But then they were saying the same thing about overwhelm, and I decided to just go, no.
Okay.
I said, no.
Yeah, no, we're not going to talk about wealth. We're going to talk about overwhelm. And the reason I picked that topic was for a very specific reason. A lot of the traders that call me for coaching are in overwhelm when they call me. And so I said, you know, I better address this topic and have people working on it, you know, before they make their phone calls, because this is one of the things that causes them to not move forward as quickly as they can in their learning process of trading. And so, you know, the challenge is this, you know, this is kind of the scenario that I get. You know, you've got a person who's just starting, and I'm going to relate this to people who are just starting, but I will touch on people who are you know, already experienced, because they can go into overwhelm too. Overwhelm doesn't discriminate between the level of your knowledge in trading. It can be at any time. The formal definition of overwhelm, let's start there, is to overcome completely in mind or feeling. And the one of the definitions that I really like is to load, heap, treat, or address with an overpowering or excessive amount of anything. So, in essence, anything can create overwhelm. Too much of anything can create overwhelm. And in our lives, we have a tendency to do this on a regular basis. And one of the major reasons that I'm talking about this is directly related to how you manage stress. And a lot of times when people are in stress or mega stress, they're in overwhelm at the same time, and the overwhelm is fueling the stress. And as traders, you cannot be stressed. You cannot sit there being stressed. You have to be calm. You have to be relaxed. And now I know people are saying to themselves, what is she crazy? How am I ever going to get to that place? You know, how am I ever going to get to a place where I'm not stressed, you know, worrying about the market? Well, the key is to reduce as much as you can. And if you're in overwhelm, noticing that you're in overwhelm is the key. So my definition of overwhelm is just thinking of too many things at one time. And when I get a trader, and this is somebody that's just started, this is kind of how the conversation goes. I'll say, you know, tell me what you're dealing with. And they'll say, well, you know, in my trading, you know, I got so many things I got to think about. You know, I got to decide what I have to trade. I have to decide which markets to trade and look at a bunch of those. I have to then find a really good system to trade and one that's going to make me some money. And how am I going to know that? So I got to go through a lot of education. Then I have to find a broker. and I don't know which broker to get. I don't know which, you know, which one's the best. And then I got to look for a platform, and what am I going to trade under? And then once you get that, now I've got, now you've got all those set in place, and now I got to deal with indicators and statistics, and I've got to notice changes in all of those at one time. And then when the market reacts, I've got to watch out for news, and then I got to watch out for earnings, and I got to watch out during the season, and then unexpected things like a flash crash. And by the time a trader goes through their stuff, they are in overwhelm. I mean, there are just so many things to do. And so, and then on top of the, all that, you got to make some money. You know? So on top of all the overwhelm, you know, the person's expected to make money. So it can be literally overwhelming. So that's one of the reasons why I want to talk about overwhelm today, because you have to reduce this feeling, number one. You have to reverse the feeling, and you have to make what you do enjoyable. You know, isn't that the greatest thing, you know, when you can do something that you love and you can make money on it? I mean, that's the really the best of the best. So a couple of the things that I want to pass on is I have this little bit of a metaphor that I use with overwhelm. I picture overwhelm as a train on a circular track. It has stops it's got to go to, but it doesn't know which one to stop at first. It doesn't know what to go last, and it just keeps going around, 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 and can't make the decision. So one of the key things in overwhelm is to stop the train. You got to stop all that circular thinking. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. You got to stop that. So you have to stop the train. Next, what you have to do is you have to list the things or the train stops that exist. So now we're going to cut the train track and we're going to lay it flat. So picture cutting that train track and laying it flat. And our list is going to be, these are the stops that the train has to make, but we want to prioritize the list. So first thing in overwhelm is to make a list of where you've got to go. What are the things that you have to do? And you make that list. Then you prioritize that list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sometimes you'll be doing a couple simultaneously, like you'll be doing, like, if you prioritize it, maybe you'll be working on 1 and 7 at the same time because they're a little bit connected. And that's okay. But you want to attack the list one by one. So again, if you're a beginner trader, and I'm going to get to the in between an advanced trader next, the beginner trader is going to look at their list and they're going to, you know, first of all, you've got to decide, you know, what markets you want to go through. Then you have to decide on what your system is. The thing that's really great about working with Dwayne and working with Michael and Bert and David is, you know, you have some guidelines and lots of information that you can use on the CFRN website, number one, but also things that you can look at and put into your calendar to research or learn each day that they've accumulated over, you know, years of information that's fabulous that you can do at your own leisure, at your own pace, and really guide you through. And some of the new things that Michael's doing on the website, I just love. I just love him explaining and writing down the strategy as he's going through it because, you know, we happen to be 75% visual anyway. And when you get to see the chart and then you have an explanation, he's a fast talker. So, you know, trying to write it all down at the same time and learn it at the same time can be a little bit overwhelming. But now that they're writing it down, I think that's a fabulous way for people to really get it. I don't know if they do it all the time, but I know I've seen it a couple times and I think it's great. And so you want to first list and make a plan for the week. This is your learning, education, trading kind of stuff for the week. So first you want to make your list, prioritize your list, and set in place for the week the amount that you know you can do. Do not set the amount that you cannot do because you will feel better when you have achieved your list for the week or the day or however you set it up than if you put a big list and you only get to like one thing. So really learn to manage your time and manage what you need to do. That's really, really critical. Managing your time and managing what you can do, because you want to absorb things. You don't want to zip through things and not get it. So let's say you're brand new. Let's say you just signed up with CFRN, and let's say you're brand spanking new, and you know you want to know how to get started. Well, the first thing is make sure you're on there every day. If you're taking the trial, make sure you're on there every single day, because that trial is going to give you enough information to be able to make a decision that that's where you want to go. But let's say you're past that and you decided you want to go to CFRN and you're now in your first class and you're going through your first day. Make sure you're there every day. Take your book out. Make sure you have a trading book with you. You keep a spiral notebook. And it's funny, what I do with my rules and distinctions, when I learn something new or there's a distinction that I need to be sure that I remember, I start at the back of my book, because I don't know how many I'm going to have, so I kind of go backwards. And then my regular lessons I put in the front of the book. And so every day you write three new things that you learned, three new things. And they're only one-liners, three new things. Then the next morning when you wake up, you take that book and you read those three new things. And that day you're going to write three more new things. And then you keep adding to the page and you keep rereading it. That will propel and quantum leap your learning. You will be so surprised how fast you will move forward in that. Now, you want to peel apart different things. Like you want to take one strategy. If you're new to CFRN, take one strategy and learn it completely. And listen to Michael in the morning. But maybe you want to go back onto the CFRN website. Go back onto the CFRN website and look for topics that are related to that particular strategy and learn a little bit more about it. See a couple more examples about it. So set yourself a plan where you're going to be in the live trading room with something live, but then also do a couple little lessons after. That will propel your trading, and that will propel your success. Start to add in, you know, different types of things. Like if you're not knowledgeable about candlesticks, then, you know, do some work on that. Steve Bigelow came on one day. I think there's an interview with him on there on the site as well. He's fabulous for candlesticks. And go through that learning and set that. Say, well, the first week I'm working on a strategy, and the second week I'm going to do the strategy plus the candlesticks. I'm going to understand when things turn, what's that candle? What is it called? What does it do? What's the reaction? And set it that way. So set your parameters with goals for weekly goals or monthly goals that are based on what you're seeing, and so that you're learning and understanding faster. And then ask your questions. That's the next thing. Make sure you ask your questions. Let's go back to the thing. So the other thing is focus. When you focus on a particular area, like let's say you're focusing on your lessons or the strategy or the candles, and you're focusing on those, then focus will allow you to learn it faster versus, oh, I'm just going to focus on it for a couple minutes. No, that's not going to do it. You want to provide focus. So when you're providing focus, if you go back to, I think it was the last session that we did, was the power of focus. You can look at my session and now add that in and understand the power of focus. Pick a topic. Pick something that will help you. Now let's go and jump to the second group of traders. Now these are traders that are knowledgeable about what's going on, and their overwhelm may not be even coming from their trading. Maybe their overwhelm is coming from the fact that their child is sick, or their wife has a second job and the kids have to be driven all over the place. You can go into overwhelm by other things as a trader and have all those things on your mind because you're trying to focus on your job, but your personal life is now starting to come into the picture a little bit more than normal, and now that has to be managed. And your family is very important. Your family is your stability. And they need you as much as you need them. And so it's very important when those kind of times, and they'll come in waves, you know, not everybody gets sick 24/7 and 365 days a year. You'll get a wave where somebody's not feeling well and they have to take a little bit more care. And so you have to be sure that you are there supporting your family at the same time, because they support you when you're sitting there at your desk. And so that's a place where you can go into overwhelm as well. Another place that traders can go into overwhelm is money. And money can create a lot of overwhelm. You know, the amount of bills that we have to pay and the resources that we have available. And so if you're going into overwhelm in that area, if you ignore it, it will just get worse. One thing that I've learned very, very well is if you get challenged by anything and you don't attack it, address it, and come up with a new solution for it, that challenge will absolutely, positively come up in your life again. But when it comes up in your life again, it comes up bigger and it comes up a little bit more critical than the first time. And then if you don't handle it the second time, and you got two of the same kind of instances, and you didn't handle it, it's going to come up a third time. So my suggestion is that when you get your challenge, whatever it may be, personal, physical, mental, whatever it is, attack that challenge as quickly as you can, come up with a solution as quickly as you can, and absolutely positively manage it. Now, when if it comes up again, you know exactly what to do. You don't have to question it. You don't have to waste time, and it's gone. It kind of melts away. But ignoring the challenge and letting it repeat and get bigger, it's like a snowball. It gets bigger, 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 bigger each time to the point that you have to address it. So it's best to handle it right away and get it while it's smaller because it's easier to come up with a solution. So these are things like if you're in overwhelm, people have a tendency not to think in overwhelm, and they don't focus. And so that's very important. You have to start to attack what's there, identify it, be very clear about what it is. So clarity is key. First, you get clarity. The second thing is you make your list of what you have to do. Third is you prioritize the list. And fourth is you attack the list and you do them one by one. Overwhelm literally disappears when you do this. It literally goes away. You don't have to worry about it again because now things are happening and you've grabbed onto them and your mind knows what to do and it's not going in this circle thing around and around and around and around. What should I do? Where should I go? It's not doing that. It's got a place to go, a place to focus, and you will get so much done by doing this process. It'll blow your mind. Literally blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. And when you see what you can accomplish if you do this. So overwhelm, and you may, when you see overwhelm, it's very easy to see overwhelm. Like if your wife or your husband, whoever's the opposite in your trading, your significant other or whatever, whoever's opposite you in your trading, and supporting you emotionally, and they go into overwhelm. It's very easy to identify overwhelm because usually they talk very quickly. They don't complete sentences. They'll go into one topic, jump to another, jump to another, jump to another. It's very interesting. And then they never complete that sentence, and you got to go, whoa, stop. Stop, stop, stop. Just stop. Tell me what you'd like. And you ask them a question. Tell me what you're trying to explain to me step by step. Give me all the pieces. And if you break it down into those items, oh well, I got to drive so and so to the ice skating, you know, to do hockey. And I've got my daughter; she's going over to gymnastics. And we've got to go. Make sure we got to have food for dinner. So make sure you stop at the supermarket. And so now all of a sudden, the overwhelm list comes out. Prioritize the list. Attack them one by one. Sometimes you'll have some that are simultaneously going on at the same time. And just take a deep breath and go, okay, we got it. Okay, we got to do this. 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 Okay, we're good. Okay, I'll see you at dinner time. And you set the plan to have an enjoyable evening with the family. So that's the key thing. Now, high-end traders, they go into overwhelm based on frustration. A high-end trader, when they can't seem to get through a certain dollar amount, like they'll hit a dollar amount for their success, and they can't seem to get through it, and they can't get past it. They keep hitting against that. That's a thing called dollar threshold. And I'd like to actually talk about that, and this is the commercial for next time. Dollar threshold's very, very critical. Everybody has a dollar threshold, and it really is very important to understand what that is and when you hit against it and some of the techniques that we have to overcome it. So for now, that's how to manage overwhelm. Don't let overwhelm come into your life. Make sure that you do your list. Make sure that you prioritize. Make sure you take action immediately and you work through it one by one. Set realistic goals. Don't set goals that you cannot meet. Be very realistic about it. Be the tortoise in the hare race. Be the tortoise. Go nice and easy, nice and focused, and you will find that your success will come to you faster than if you rush, because you'll miss out on things along the way. By focusing and slowing down and being very specific, you will find that you will grasp the information more clearly, number one, but you'll get it more in depth. You won't get just the surface information. You'll get the depth of the information. You won't just know that news affects that trade. You will see how it affects the trade. You will see what it does to the technicals. You will understand what the candles, how they will change. You'll get the depth of that information. And that's where really great trading comes in, because a lot of the people that are out there that are attempting to teach you and give you great information on what they know, they have the depth already because they've been in the market based on time. You don't have that. So to get the depth of information that you need within a trade, within a strategy, you want to slow down, focus, and not go into overwhelm and thinking of too many things. Really get it down to small items you can manage and store in your brain cells. And do three new things each day. And I've talked about three new things each day before. And keep a notebook right by your side. And if there's something that you said, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that when Dwayne draws his arrow, he draws it from the top of the highest point candle to the bottom of this, and write it down so that you know for the next time. Say, oh, he did that again. I got that one. Okay, now I see what he's doing. Get really, really specific and deep into it. It will also remove the fear. When your mind is busy learning all this information, fear goes out the window. You'll be less likely to trade with emotion when you do it this way. So that's our topic for today. I really appreciate you spending the time with me today. If there are any topics that you'd like to talk about, or if you have any questions on this topic right now, feel free to type them in. If not, tell your friends about it and tell them they can go to the CFRN.net website to look for the archived show and see, you know, and go through this again. And go through the other ones.
Anybody in the audience have any questions on anything that we talked about here? The one thing I want to just highlight real quickly is the part about having realistic goals, because mm-hmm. I encounter on a daily basis people who have goals that are unrealistic, and they didn't wake up and set out to have an unrealistic goal.
No, it just evolves.
Well, and a lot of it has to do just somebody, I had an email the other day from a guy. He says, look, I got a pretty humble goal, you know. I'm not trying to get rich. I just want to make like 20 points a day in the S&P. Now, he did not think that was far-fetched or outlandish. If, you know, he thought he had erred on the side of caution.
Caution, yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
He's new to mm-hmm. trading, or new to trading the S&P E-mini futures, and he doesn't realize that currently we have a situation going on where on the daily we have an average daily range of 15.2.
Now that's you. See, I love that. I love that you have that in there. I think that's fabulous. I think that is so important and critical. And you're right. I think people just set these unrealistic goals and they have no clue of how the market's moving. And it changes. That's the key thing. This will change. But at the moment is 15.2. So, and 15.2 is undulating in the meantime. And so you have to be wary that you can't catch 15 points straight up. I mean, it just doesn't move that way. And then your emotions come into play. And then when your emotions come into play, you're closing trades too soon or you're not getting in at all. Or, you know, there's a plethora of emotional situations that you'll experience in that 15-point range. And so you'll have to learn to manage those. And so that's the other thing. But I love that. In fact, I've been trying to find it online
now
to it in there because it's great.
On the Dow, if he had sent me that same email and said, you know, I'm not trying to make $1 million. I want to be reasonable. And, I'd like to make 20 points a day on the Dow, on the YM E-mini futures. Look here. The average daily range on the Dow is 123 points. So would 20 points a day be a realistic goal on the Dow? Absolutely. 20 points a day on the Dow is equivalent to 2 points a day on the ES.
Mm-hmm.
So if we took, this is the YM, this is on a daily, but if we broke it down to, let's say a 15-minute chart. I don't normally look at time charts too much, but I'll look at this one.
That seems awfully high to me. I don't know why.
What's that?
That you can make that many, that's the average point range. It seems awfully high to me, but.
Well, here's the thing. Always
think you had
of
those
like this,
that big spot that from that big move.
Well, no, one point in the S&P is equivalent in movement to 10 points in the Dow.
Ten. There you
so
go. Yeah.
If you have an average daily range of 14 in the S&P, that's going to translate into an average daily range on the Dow of 140. Now,
so what was the daily range for just today?
For
the Dow.
Well,
I've never traded the Dow. I've traded the Russell, I've traded the ES, but I never traded the Dow. I don't know why I've never traded the Dow. I probably should look at it, but what was the daily range today on the Dow?
Well,
the low, 9.2?
The low was 556. 13,556,
mm-hmm.
And the high was 13,572. So where's my calculator? I'll do the math real quick. 13,572.
20 something.
What was the low? 13, what was that?
13,556? 13,556. 13,556.
Oh, why am I having a hard time with this math? Oh, I've got – that's a 15-minute candle. Hang on. I got to go back to a daily candle if you want the – that's what you ask is the daily.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So, all right, today the low – or let's go with a high, 13,572 minus – the low,
60-something.
13,514 equals 58.
58?
Yeah. But now look at the previous day. Let me scale these so that you can get them all
in.
Okay. Like here, we had a low down around 13,400. And up here, on this day, 13,566. So from 13,
right.
Yesterday there was 160 points roughly.
Yeah.
So what this is doing is it's averaging it over the last 14 days. That's the default look back period. And you can change that. You can come in here, you can click the properties on the ATR.
Yeah, it's excellent.
It'll open up if you click it just right, and right down here you can change it. Now, I don't ever change mine because all the people who came before me, every platform I've ever looked at, they decided for whatever reason that a good default look-back period was 14. So rather than try to change that or reinvent it, I just said, okay, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
You know, because, well, there's five trading days in a week, so it's
right.
It actually becomes almost two and a half.
Two and a half, yeah.
So, okay, so if that person had said, I'd like to make 20 points a day in the Dow, then I would go, you know what, that's very realistic. So let me go back real quick to the 15-minute chart, and then let me open it up. Okay, and then let me throw in just a little something here so we can get an idea of, let's see, imported, there we go. Okay, one, two, three. All right, so from this move here, we never got a complete pullback on that one, but we did over here. Okay, we got a bearish cross and a pullback. So from this pullback right here, which is 13,540, we dropped down to 13,515. So that's, what, a 25-point move, roughly? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So in that one move, that person could have got their 20 points. But
yeah.
If we go back into the S&P, we can see here that the high of this session has been where we are right now. We're at the high of the day, up here at 14,79.50, and the low has been 70.50, so there's only been a 9-point range roughly in today's session. The entire Globex 24-hour session, 9 points. So to, and I said all of that to say this, if you're trying to get 20 points out of a 9-point move, you can't. So that's, mm-hmm. that's unrealistic. So you got to make sure you understand exactly what it is you're looking for, what you're shooting
right.
for, because here's the thing. If you have goals and you repeatedly don't meet those goals, that will cause some damage. Correct, Robin?
Yeah, for sure.
You've got to have goals yep. that you can achieve. A little slow and steady wins the race, little by little. You know, it gives positive reinforcement. You know, you're not trying to knock it out of the park. You're not trying to be rich and famous overnight.
Right. Slow and steady.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slow and steady. Yeah, it when we push, it doesn't work. And it'll just force you to go into more emotions, and it'll force you to give me a call because you'll get to a point where you'll get stuck. And if you get stuck, I do suggest that if you're running into a situation where you are wanting to do one thing in your trading, but you're doing something different, like your mind tells you you should enter at a particular price, but you're not entering at that price, you're entering late because you're going into some kind of fear, but you can't identify it, then you need to call me. And I'm very happy to talk to people to guide them on what to do. I don't get out there and go, oh, yeah, you got to get this, got to get it. No, I'll guide you to a bunch of different places first because you have to be ready to do coaching. When I do coaching with somebody, it's a relationship that's very strong for me, and there's all sorts of things that you can do on my website that are for free first. And the first thing is to take the trading test. And if you go to the trading test all the way at the top of the homepage on the website, a big red button on the top, you can't miss it, big red button on the top of the page, it says take the emotional trading test. You do that first. That's the first thing you do. Big red button. Keep going up, up, up.
There we
scroll
go.
A little bit more. There you go. Test your trading emotions. That's the very first thing you do. When you go in there, there's a test that you can take that's going to go through a series of questions, and it will actually rate you at the bottom. Here's your evaluation to determine your evaluation, and it'll tell you exactly what you should be doing first. And go back to the home page again. Let's jump back to the home page. When you go back to the home page, if you scroll down to the middle, there's a whole bunch of free stuff down in the middle. I call it free stuff. And so all the free stuff, there are a whole bunch of presentations that you can look at. You got the one on the right, the three trading, the three emotional triggers to avoid, very important. You've got the how to survive a trading blow up. You've got qualities of a winning trader mindset. These are all presentations that I do at different companies or I do in different places. There's an article down there from CFO Magazine that I did on fear and frustration can doom trading. That's a great article. There's a bunch of radio show archives that are older because I had a radio show for 4 years, except the psychology is the same. some of the things on the trading side may be different, but the psychology part of those radio shows is exactly the same today as it was then. So absolutely go there and check those out. And they're all free. If you get stuck and you really are not sure, give me a call. I have no problem talking about trading or helping guide you in a particular way. If you're stuck, I love to help traders. That's like my passion. I love to help you guys be successful. That's really really the thing that I'm very, very passionate and strong about is helping traders. And so you can give me a call.
Here's the phone number, 702.
Here's my phone number.
616-3744.
Yep, 702-616-3744. And I am going to change that email address. The address that I prefer you to use is the rdcoach22@yahoo.com because I got too much spam in my regular one, but I don't close it down. I do check it, but I don't check it as frequently. So rdcoach22@yahoo.com.
Okay, I'm putting that in the chat room right now.
Yeah, that's great. I've got to change that on the website, actually. And we'll be good to go there. So, again, thank you for taking your time with us today. I'm very, very happy about that. We'll be talking about next time. We're going to talk about the dollar threshold, and that's a real interesting topic. Everybody has a dollar threshold, and when you hit it, you will know. So I want to prepare you for when you hit it and what to do about it. Okay, well, I'd like to wrap it up for today and wish everybody a great trading day or a great weekend, actually. I will see you next Wednesday.
Okay, Robin, let me just throw one thing in here real quick with Carrie. Carrie, you said you were comparing the Dow Jones daily with the S&P hourly. It might have seemed like I was, but I really wasn't. See, this is the S&P daily. It's 15.3. And then if you go over to the Dow and put that on the daily, it's 98.5. It changed on me for some reason. What was it a minute ago?
Well, because we had that different chart up at the time when we did it. It was like 100-something. It seemed awful. It seemed a little bit high.
But it should be a little bit better. No, it should be because it's a multiple of 1 to 10. So
exactly,
if we're 15 here, okay, if that's accurate, let me scroll this back, let it pull in some more data and see if it gives me a different reading. So 15.3 on the S&P should translate into roughly, and it's not going to be exact, but it should roughly be on the Dow closer to that number we had earlier. I wonder why this thing, why did it do that? Let me switch my time frame a couple times. Okay, that's where it's holding steady there at 98.5.
Yep.
So, for whatever the reason, guys, you can always manually calculate it, but every platform, every trading platform should have, and it's probably going to be, just go to indicators, go to volatility or something along those lines, and then just look for average true range, because it's just a simple mathematical calculation. All it is the high of the day minus the low of the day. You get a number. You do that for 14 days in a row. Add them all up. Divide by 14. And that gives you the average daily range over the last 14 days. Unless, of course, again, you want to do it over 3 days or 7 days. See, oh, did I? I didn't change mine, did I? No, I don't think I did. Gosh, that thing's so hard to click on sometimes. All right, well, I know you need to run, Robin, so I'll let you go.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, and I will see you on Wednesday.
Okay, enjoyed it as always. And again, next Friday, we're going to talk about
the dollar threshold.
All right, I look forward to it. We'll see you then. We're going to be out Monday because of a holiday, but we'll be
Martin Luther King Day,
You'll be out of town, but you'll be back with us on Wednesday.
Wednesday,
All right. Have a great weekend. I'll see you then.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
remember this. There is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decision.